Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Curry, jab, triple, he sticks it!
So say calm down, everybody.
It's Clowney with a chance of Curry's.
Got a little out of sorts down the stretch, turn the ball over, taking quick shots, and obviously that was a big shot down or up three to put us up six that kind of settled everything, and then the rhythm, the avalanche came, and thankfully, the other three went in, but that was an unbelievable moment. I've been blessed to play basketball at a high level for a very long time. I don't know. This ranks very, very high in terms of the excitement and the sense of relief getting to the finish line.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Man, what a performance by Stephen Curry. Before we dive into it with Brandon Payne, don't forget to join 95.7 The Game at Hardin Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, benefiting the Autism Society in the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Brandon Payne's going to join us in a second here on the River Islands guest line, but you heard Stephen Curry, that moment ranks high for him. Are you surprised by that? Because, you know, the Olympics, I feel like this Paris game, the Paris Games really brought the Olympics back, because it went through a period where they go down to Sydney, Australia, or, you know, down there in Australia, down under, kind of lost its luster with all the tape delay stuff. They go to Greece. And we kind of like, other than the basketball, we didn't really pay attention to the Olympics, I feel, as a society. I feel like this game, these games, with the gymnastics, with the swimming, with the wrestling, with the boxing, and of course the track and field and basketball, everybody's hyped up about the Olympics. Now it's coming to L.A. in 2028. It's a lot of momentum built for that, for those games.
There's no doubt. And I think that the obviously the star power was big. Yep. But I'm going deep on this. But when we had just cable channels.
Yeah.
And you just had, like, channel at the time it was NBC, right, doing it. They would do, like, a 10-minute build-up and show you this bio on this person. Mm-hmm. And, like, people like you and me, like, I'm sorry, my attention span is moving too quick. Now it was, here's a quad box. Here right. are four different things going on right. all at once. You pick what you want to watch. Right. And we're going to go bam, to bam, to bam, to bam, to bam. And I think that the way that they presented it, how fast they moved from one thing to the next, I thought they did a great job.
No.
And I think the presentation was huge. I think also being out of COVID is a big deal, too.
It is a huge deal.
Like,
no doubt.
We were a distracted society. I think the way it went down, yep. there was a lot of things. Like, I don't know. I think we needed this right now. now.
No, we didn't. It didn't. Curry, it's just to hear from other fans saying, boy, this is what it's like to root for Stephen Curry. Well, we've been fortunate here in the Bay Area. We've been fortunate to watch Steph Curry through his entire career. He goes 17-27 the last two games against Serbia and France to bring home the gold medal. And who better to talk about Steph than his personal trainer, who's known Steph and has been along for the entire ride. Brandon Payne, of course, the CEO and founder of Accelerate Basketball. And he does a great job with Stephen Curry. He was out there working. Brandon, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. Brandon, were you in the gym Saturday? I wasn't sure if you were in the gym Saturday watching that performance or if you're out in Paris at all.
No, I was home, actually. You know, this year, my two sons are getting a little bit older, so they're playing high school basketball now. So instead of going through the whole 5 or 6 weeks that they were on the road, I chose to stay back here and you know, be a part and try to be a dad and a coach at the same time. So, as his career is kind of going on here, you know, my kids are getting older as well. Yeah. So I'm trying to work really hard at doing both of those things as well as I can. You know, he did have a chance to call me right after the game Saturday. So we talked all through the Olympics. So it was a great experience for him.
What was that conversation like right after the game where he hits those 4 threes? It got hairy there down the stretch, 82-79, and the offense looked discombobulated, and with the stars that were on the floor, all those stars, all those alphas, it was Steph Curry who hit the biggest shots in back-to-back games against Serbia and France. So what was that? If you can't share, what was that conversation like, Brandon, Saturday after the gold medal game?
I mean, to be honest with you, even for me, it was surprisingly emotional for both of us, I think. And just the fact that, you know, to watch him play for a championship, to watch him play in games that are high pressure, that are very meaningful games, that those are the games he loves to play in. And so after the game, you know, I wasn't really expecting to hear from him. Yeah. And I certainly, you know, he had just gotten off the TV with Mike Tirico, and my phone rang and it was him. And I was very shocked, and he just called, and we just kind of shared a moment and reflected on the past 15 years and just kind of, you know, talked through. The only question I did ask him is, what were you thinking on that last shot you took? And he just kind of laughed and said that I was too tired to do anything else. So I just had to get it up and out of my hands. I said, well, it worked. It worked out. So congratulations. But yeah, I mean, it's just to be back in a championship situation, I think that was very impactful this summer, and it was needed. It was something that was needed. It was something that you want to feel, and it's just a reminder. I think the one thing that we did, we took for granted a little bit too much during that 6-year finals run, that we were just going to be in the finals every single year. I mean, I was probably more guilty than anybody of speaking in absolutes, like, hey, we're getting ready for next June every year. And the further we get away from that, the more foolish that sounds, the more foolish that looks, because we firmly understand now just how difficult getting back into championship situations are. So it was really nice, and I actually took the time to really sit back and appreciate it, because I haven't appreciated it as much as I should have up until now. So that's kind of what I take away from this experience, is to appreciate it when you're in meaningful games and in championship games.
It was so special to see him play again with Kevin Durant the way that they did. And clearly their on-court chemistry is just unbelievable, as well as off-court. And then also to see LeBron James and Steph, after years of battling for the ultimate prize against each other and being competitive foes, to see them on the same team, and for them, it felt so genuine just to see them celebrate together and to play beautiful basketball together. I don't know, just the purist in me thought it was a seminal moment for the game.
It was important for those two guys as well. You know, I mean, admittedly, you know, we had a little bit of a rivalry there for a while with LeBron, and of course with the Cavs. And but I think that LeBron and Steph, the people have asked me this all through this Olympic process, like, why do you think they're getting along so well? Why do you think they're so close? And here's the answer. They're the only two guys in the world that can truly understand each other. You know, those two guys are celebrities so far and beyond basketball to a level that not many other NBA guys can even understand. So, you know, getting them together, that was the first time that they were really able to be with somebody for an extended period of time that understands them, that gets what they go through on a daily basis, and that can kind of you know, they can kind of talk about similar things. And I think they both really appreciated that.
Could you have seen them being so close 5-6 years ago?
No way. No, not a chance. But I mean, again, you know, things change and we all mature and we all get to a point again to where you recognize greatness and you recognize the fact that you've been able to compete against some of the greatest that have ever played this game. And both of them fit into that category. And there's an admiration and appreciation that I think has grown for both of them. And that's why you've seen that relationship continue to evolve into something that looks completely different than it did 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I think that, you know, just the fact that they can understand each other, be together, appreciate, you know, what they've done together, is very interesting.
Founder of Accelerate Basketball and Steph Curry's personal trainer, Brandon Payne, right here on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And that scene with LeBron and Steph after the Serbia game where LeBron grabs Steph's head, it's like, yeah, and he's all fired up. And then there's Kevin Durant, the former teammates who went to 3 straight finals together. And to see Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, we all, you know, the way it ended with the fans and everything like that, I don't think Kevin Durant was fully appreciated here in Golden State, here in the Bay Area, and the basketball that he played. But those two guys connected again and being boys again, that was also cool, Brandon, seeing KD and Steph together.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's, you know, in the heat of the moment when things are happening in the NBA, you know, certainly fans, they have a different perspective than the players or the people that are involved on a daily basis. And there's a lot of things that go on within these situations where fans just, they're not privy to the information. So they don't fully, you know, they don't fully get it. But, you know, I don't think there was ever any animosity there at all. I think that that was something that was more generated outside the building than inside the building. But, you know, I think that, again, it's just, you know, guys, players love to play with players that have similar mindsets. And if, you know, when you get in a team situation and not everybody is rowing the boat in the same direction and not everybody's pulling in the same direction, those can be very frustrating situations. But when you get on a team like the Olympic team where there's a common goal and everybody's kind of placing their ego to the side, and yeah, everybody in the building recognizes that this is nothing but greatness in this room, but we're still here for one reason and one reason only. I think that they just enjoy being around players that have the same mindset that they do. And Kevin Durant is certainly one of the greatest that's ever played as well. And he has a greatness mindset just like Steph and LeBron do. So those guys enjoy spending time around players like that because it makes their job easy.
You know, watching KD and LeBron sitting there, you mentioned it already, the shot over the double over two defenders of France, and KD and LeBron have their arms up. Only Steph could get away with that, right? They got to be, Bam Adebayo had to quote in the tournament, I thought, where he said, I'm thinking, what the heck is he doing? Like you just mentioned there, and KD and LeBron are wide open, and Steph just shoots it, and we've seen that. It just never gets old. Brandon, do you ever take it for granted as well, watching him shoot the way he shoots?
I think I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of taking it for granted. I'm guilty, and I'm certainly trying to be better about it because it's not normal. It's not normal for him to do the thing. You know, what I would like watching when he's getting like that is I typically like to watch the opposing coaching staff. I like to watch the opposing coaches' staff's reaction to what's going on, and especially in that game because Kenny Atkinson, you know, who was a great assistant coach for the Warriors, is now the head coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kenny was an assistant on that the French team, so I was particularly paying attention over there to see because he's seen it on, you know, being a part of the Warriors. He's enjoyed it, you know, just seeing their reaction. It's one of those things as a coach, you just kind of throw your hands up because there's nothing you can do about it. At that point, if he misses, he just missed. It was nothing that you did. So, the picture where KD and LeBron both have their hands up and they're wide open with nobody guarding them and you still shoot it, that's a pretty powerful picture. And there's only one guy in the world that can get away with that, and he did.
We all want him to play in 2028, and I know you're going to want him to play in 2028, so that's not the question that I want to ask you.
All of them, Brandon, LeBron, KD, and Steph. They may need him in 2028. France is coming.
I'm with you. But here's the question. Like, you're his trainer. Like, how does he come down from this high emotionally and physically and get ready for the rigors of an NBA season where – it's going to be a tough go here for the Warriors. Not that they can't, you know, make headway, but they got a lot of work here, and it's a short amount of time for him to recuperate at an age of where he's at. Have you even thought about, you know, how you build yourself back up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think that I really want him to come down from this. What I want him to do is we want to use this experience. We want to use what just happened as a slingshot into the preseason, into training camp. You know, I think that he's, again, being in a – I told Bonte this when we were texting after the game the other day. You know, to me, it was fun to watch him be in a championship game, be in a game that matters again. And to me, I think that that's kind of the stimulation and the – and, you know, it is a reminder of what it feels like. And I think that that is going to be what propels us into the preseason and propels us into the regular season. So I don't think I want him to come down. I want it to be something where we just step on the gas pedal even harder now, because now we remember. Now we remember what it's like to be there, and we want to get there again.
You know, the whole world got to see him perform at the stage, and the whole narrative about him not being clutch is finally dead. I think it was dead a couple of years ago. Hell, I think it was dead in 2016, for crying out loud. But when you think about it, and it's hard to put a number on it or say, where does this rank, blah, blah, blah. But for you, watching that moment on that stage for his first gold medal with Team USA, there's a lot of accolades that he's had. A couple MVPs, four-time champ, All-Star games, All-NBA, all that stuff. But where is that moment? Where is that moment when you sit back, Brandon? And it's tough because we're a couple days removed from it. But later on this summer, later off this offseason, how are you going to look at that moment Saturday against France? Is it going to be up there with, say, a finals moment? Is it going to be up there with the double bang shot against Oklahoma City on the way to 73-9 in the regular season in 2016? Where are you going to place this moment for Stephen Curry? And it's hard to put a number on it. I get it, because we're freshly removed from it, but it feels like it's right up there for him.
Oh, absolutely. It's at the top. And again, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of like picking a favorite child. Like, you don't there isn't really one. He's done so many things that I don't think we all fully appreciate yet, but we will. We will. And I think that will go right up in that. There's a collection of them. There's a highlight film we can make of all of his greatest accomplishments, the greatest shots, the things that he's done well throughout his career. And those two, the semifinals game and the championship game, those will certainly be, those memories will be in with all the other ones right at the top. You know, to me, it's, you know, again, I don't get too much into ranking them, because they're all equally important to me. But yes, absolutely, they're right there at the top. And it was something that was important to him. It's something that he wanted badly. And I don't think that he ever really verbalized how badly he wanted to be a part of it and how much he wanted to win it. But you saw it in his actions. You saw it in how he went about his business. And you saw it in the emotion that came out after the game was over. And I think that it's something that was just, you know, really, really important to him in his career.
All right, when people think Olympics and all these superstars, they do think about, like, oh, who's trying to recruit who? Who's going to team up with who? And if you were to recklessly speculate, I'm going to say it on the front end.
You're setting them up, man.
If you were to recklessly speculate, and it was your opinion, and you had the dream wish that you could pair Steph with one player on that team for one more season, who would it be?
Steph, you're killing me, man. Dunleavy and those are my guys, man.
No, just a dream scenario. No, dream scenario.
Hey, Brent, real quick, Brandon. Yeah, Shasky after the Serbian Cup, he goes, you see LeBron after Steph, you know he was telling him something. I was like, Shasky, they just beat Serbia to come back from 15 down.
I know that Magic and Larry never got to play together except the Dream Team, but there's a part of me that wants to see one of the greatest point guards ever in LeBron James and Steph Curry play together one season, or Kevin Durant again and Steph Curry, or Book. But there's a variety of guys that'll look great next to Steph Curry. Who doesn't look good next to him? But seeing those two play together, I think it would be amazing for the game.
Well, I do too, and I don't know that there's a wrong answer out of that group of players that were there. I mean, every single one of them, you'd love to see paired up with Stephen for 82 plus games. So you know, and I agree with both of the players you just said there with KD and LeBron. That'd be a lot of fun.
No, we all want to see it.
I'm sure Brandon. We saw it with KD. It would be fun to see it with LeBron again. No doubt.
that I would enjoy watching it, but that's not my department.
It's okay to plead the fifth, Brandon. It's okay. Real quick, what's your schedule like for Steph? Now you're coming off the Olympic gold medal. I'm sure he's going to take some time off. When do you guys ramp back up? Because the regular season, they already released the schedule. Klay Thompson's going to be back in the Bay Area November 12th with the Dallas Mavericks. So training camp will be right around the corner starting in October. What's the schedule like for you guys as you guys ramp up for the next season?
Well, right now he's taking a well-deserved family vacation, and he needs to because this was – from the time, you know, we didn't really take much time after the season was over off because we were ramping up to get ready for the Olympics. So the normal amount of time we took, we would take off. He didn't get a chance to do that. So he needs to take, you know, 10 to 14 days right now and just be a dad. And he just needs to be present and he just needs to be away and mentally kind of, you know, relax and not even really think about basketball for a little bit. In a couple of weeks, we'll get started back up. We've got a very, very full, end of the month and a very full September leading up to training camp and he'll be ready. He's excited. And again, I just think that that's what this Olympic experience has done for him. It's reinvigorated him. It's re-stimulated him. It's got him excited. And we're ready to play basketball here in about a month and a half.
Man, with all those alphas on the court, it was Steph Curry. He stole the show, Shaq. It's amazing.
Well, did you find out, like, did he have the night-night sweatshirt custom-made prior to all that? Because he had it in French already ready to go post-game. I thought that was incredible marketing.
Yeah. I don't know who did that, but somebody did a good job with that. I'm not sure. I don't even know if he knew about that, but somebody, I think, had that ready to go. You know, I'm waiting. I'm actually waiting on mine now, so I don't know when I'm going to get it, but I hope I get it pretty soon because it was incredible to have that on right after the game.
Well, they're going
to
sell like hotcakes on the site. Sure. I mean, as soon as Under Armour puts that out, everybody's going to have one of those sweaters. Real quick, Brandon, removing yourself from all the biases. I know it's tough because you work closely with Stephen Curry, but I asked you earlier today, it's like, is he one of the better entertainers we've ever had in sports? Because it's not just the three-point shot making. It's not the way he just cooks dudes up off the dribble, puts them in the blender, but it's the celebrations. It's the night-night. It's the big head bounce. It's the Cabbage Patch. It's him yelling at the French crowd saying, don't worry about me. Like, in terms of just all-time entertainers on the short list, removing Stephen Curry, who would you have on that list? It's just pure entertainment and guys who are great at their craft.
Wow. That's a good question. You kind of catch me off guard with that one. Who would be on the same level as Steph? And I don't know,
He's up there. Remove Steph. Because I was thinking like guys like Deion Sanders, maybe Muhammad Ali, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, guys like that who like they're good, they're great, and they entertain you showman. Showman.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the guys who just those are all great, and even Michael Jordan to an extent, even though his was a little bit more subdued, I think sometimes you know he had a penchant for that big moment as well. So you know, I think that Steph, what you see when Stephen hits these shots. I think you can see the love and the joy that he has for this. And that's something that's not really matched by many guys either. It's just how much he loves to play basketball, how much he loves to win, and how prepared he is for those moments. And I think you just get a true natural – it's just a true natural reaction. I don't think that really anything that he does is pre-planned. We've never talked about it being pre-planned. I think you're just seeing just the just the true reaction, the true love he has for this game and true love he's got for his teammates and how much it means to him. And those and it just comes out in his personality and his reactions.
So golf season for 10 to 14 days for Steph Curry as he does
he's
the family
thing.
He's
going to be a dad, Shasky. Stand away from the league.
Get some golf in.
He's going to stay off those legs, stay off those feet. Go be a dad, father of four, of course, with Aisha. What a time, man. What a show he put on. Brandon, we always thank you for the time.
Yes, great stuff.
Obviously, you've been right there for the ride, and we appreciate the relationship with you, man. And what a show. What a show. And the fact that he called you right after he talked to Mike Tirico says a lot about the relationship you two guys have. So thanks for sharing that with us, Brandon. We'll be in touch, man. Take care. And good luck to your kids, man. Good luck to your kids because we see the videos all the time on Instagram. They look like there are some players as well. Look like they could be getting some scholarships for the way they could shoot.
We hope so. We hope so. They can definitely shoot us. So I appreciate that, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Great Brandon stuff. Payne, founder and CEO of Accelerate Basketball. The fact that Steph just called him right out, like, yo, what about that? Brandon's like, you really took that shot?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And you see the still photos of it.
It's incredible.
It's the most, one of the most disrespectful shots we've ever seen, and he's got probably... the top 10 most disrespectful shots in NBA history.
Well, and again, we'll see what Victor Wembanyama's career ends up being.
Yeah.
But if he ends up being what we think he's going to be, that shot, that still of him shooting it over the outstretched hands of Victor, I think it's going to age beautifully.
I mean, think about what we've been able to watch his entire career. And we could be heading into the final chapters. And I just plead with Warrior fans. Just appreciate every single second, every single moment of Stephen Curry's career and what he's done for this organization, what he's done for this region. He's one of ours now. He's our guy. Our guy. Representing the Golden State Warriors. And in the last two games where he struggled up until that Serbia game. Kept them in it against Serbia, then brought it home. And you saw what happened against France Saturday afternoon out here on the West Coast. And with all those guys on the floor, again, Embiid, Anthony Davis, who had a great gold medal game, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, they all deferred to the chef, Stephen Curry. Wow. I'm never going to get over that game, man. Noah Eagle with the call, that stage. Like, I could feel it. I could see it in your face, Shasky. When he did that against Serbia, and LeBron is grabbing him by the head.
You know exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, I know what you were thinking. Yeah, you're a psychotic individual.
We were watching the game, Rocco and I, and all he kept saying is, Bonte doesn't want to have LeBron on his team? Are you kidding me? Well, these two are making sweet music together.
You're not going to have this version of LeBron. It's, Rocco, if you're out there listening, because I know you are, I got no problem with the player. I got no problem. And... like a lot of things, I could be talked into it.
Oh, stop.
It's just the stop. Other stuff that it's comes with LeBron James.
I'm happy with LeBron James.
Rich Paul, was he around?
No, thank God.
When you get clutch involved, it's a different ballgame.
No Chris Haynes. What up, Bron?
Right. Rocco, I'm talking straight to Rocco. Nobody else. Rocco. And I know you, I think I know you well, Rocco. I don't know you like Shasky, but I get your vibe. 3 weeks in. Warriors are, I don't know, 8-12, and LeBron James is on this team, and all he does is hold one post game presser. He has one post game presser. Hold on. One post game presser, and LeBron's like, "Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to ask a coach that, or you know, I throw somebody under the bus." Huh? All it takes is one time, and Warrior fans are like, "You brought LeBron James. It's to Steph Curry's house." We saw what happened with Kevin Durant. And you don't think the same thing could happen with LeBron James?
I think we learned our lesson.
The honeymoon phase would be over quick.
No, we will take Kevin. We will take LeBron. We will take Book. We will take Anthony Davis. We'll take anyone but Embiid.
We take Embiid.
We probably would. We but take you know where Embiid. I'm going with this.
We take Embiid.
I don't think we'd take Tatum because I don't think Tatum would want us.
Yeah, no, you should Tatum. Okay, Tatum doesn't.
Well, he'd never play, so.
No, Tatum's not
Tatum
coming
Tatum getting
there.
Buried beneath yeah. Moody.
Moses Tatum?
Yeah. Tatum.
Moses Tatum?
Tatum was good off. He's good off Steve Kerr. By the way, Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee show talking about all Niners here, so hopefully we can turn that sound around. Probably too late for our show. LeBron James is fine. Again, it's the other stuff. And the other stuff we didn't get to see because they're all together. Like Brendan Payne said, LeBron and Steph are in a different world. They get each other.
I will take the W, though, for just, you know, knowing that Steph and LeBron would make beautiful music together.
Nobody, I never said they wouldn't.
It'd be just
incredible.
Did
I ever say they would?
Basketball.
Wait. Hold on. Now you're changing goalposts. Did I say that they wouldn't play great basketball together?
No, you were. I don't know.
I didn't say that.
I'm open-minded. Open-minded.
Open-minded. I knew they play well together. That was obvious. Steph Curry plays well with anybody, just like Kevin Durant.
No, he does not play well with everybody. No, he does not.
No.
Certain guys, Kelly Oubre does not play well.
Kelly Oubre, forget Kelly Oubre.
But you said he plays well with everybody.
He plays well. He's going to get his with everybody.
Did he play well with Tatum?
Who?
Did he play well with Tatum?
Well, Tatum didn't play.
But that's my point. He doesn't play well with everybody.
He didn't play. They would figure it out. The great ones always figure it out. No, I didn't want Bron, not because of the action on the court. It's because of the stuff off the floor. We work in sports talk radio. Every day would be hijacked. You hear what LeBron said?
It'd be incredible.
No, it would be nauseating.
Incredible.
We got Brandon Ayuk here. We're already tired of Brandon Ayuk. We've done 2 weeks already on Brandon Ayuk.
He's LeBron.
We were nauseated with Kevin Durant for 3 years.
No,
and it was
I
a Kevin Durant.
It.
No. A lot of people hate it. You guys miss him.
What are you talking about?
Now you guys miss him.
What do you mean, you guys? I loved Kevin Durant. What are you talking about?
Warrior fan? Are you serious?
Yeah, I love Kevin
Warrior
Durant.
Warrior fans still clown on Kevin Durant.
Who?
Warrior fans.
No, that's a small segment online.
No, that's a lot of Warrior fans.
No, those
are idiots. Those
are not
Warrior fans. It's a lot of Warrior fans who do that. The same Warrior fans who started turning their back on Klay Thompson.
I think you're all over the place.
No, I'm not all over the place. I know what I said. I stand on what I said. On the court, they will be fine. It's the other stuff.
But if Steph wants it and the bromance that has now transpired between the two of them,
So now you want to be all over the place. I got one for you. Keep talking.
Well, LeBron would look great in a Warrior uniform.
So you're down to give Steph whatever he wants, right?
Yep.
Mark that tape.
He wants is LeBron James.
Exactly.
No.
So you can have whatever he wants as long as it's one specific thing.
Because a month ago, you were saying that I was like, hey, Steph gets what he wants no matter what. You're going to, if Steph wants to get traded to take all the money, to heck with that.
If he wants it, that doesn't mean it doesn't come with consequences. It's like if your child says, like, I want ice cream, you're like, all right. But if you only eat ice cream, does it not come with consequences? Does it not? Doesn't mean you don't supply it. All I'm saying, and I'll say it again. Steph gets what he wants. So if he wants all the money and then complaining about how difficult the roster is to field around him, that's called a contradiction. What? What's wrong with that? You wanted it. Now you have to sit in the bathtub that you created. Am I wrong?
A little bit.
How?
Steph takes all the money and then says, I'm going to get traded, then you know what? We got to buy by Steph. Steph is one of one. Steph is one of one. You do what Steph wants. Now, you want to get paid for Bron, that's fine. That's fine. And I'll say it on record because nobody else has said it except for me. LeBron approved a trade to the Warriors midseason. That article doesn't come out without LeBron James approving the trade. We know how he controls the narrative in the media. God, that isn't known.
Can you imagine that?
God, but again, I say LeBron. Be careful what you wish for because this version of LeBron James isn't the same version we're going to see in the NBA. We're not. When he starts throwing people under the bus,
he's
passive aggressive.
Now. He's almost 40. Him and Curry, the two old guys, man, they got to team up. The way
now.
That I'm viewing this,
So in 3 months, he's become on. Now he's 40. He understands it.
He does.
Did we not just watch?
He's playing with his son.
Did we not just watch what transpired with the LA Lakers last season?
Well,
and everything that came with LeBron James.
That's because he was 38. Realizes he made a lot of mistakes
at 39 years old.
You know,
getting
Darvin Ham on the coaching staff was not a great move.
So after 20 years of playing in the NBA, It took 3 months of play with Team USA to be like, you know what? I'm more mature now. After year 20 in the NBA.
Yep. It took three games. And I'll say it. Serbia and France started it. Did you see the way he looked at him? LeBron has been angling to play with Steph Curry for years now.
So now we get LeBron. You're going to have to take our Brody.
Sure. I'll drop Rich, Bryce if I have
you got,
to. You got
Rich Paul, and you got all the shenanigans if things go wrong, you know what's coming out.
If you told me you have to draft every LeBron child from now until the end of his playing days, it's worth it for LeBron. He's a one of one.
So we watched LeBron defend at a high level in these games. Is he giving you that for all 82?
No, but I need it in April.
You might not get to April.
Well,
let's not act like LeBron and the Lakers haven't been in the play-in tournament the last 3 years.
I'm telling you, dude, you would take LeBron in a heartbeat. Everyone would.
No, I never said I would, but just be prepared.
Oh, yeah, it comes with
be
things.
Be prepared for what comes in, and that's what I don't want.
I'm prepared for
I'm not prepared for that. Well, you're not. 3 weeks into it, you would be sick and tired of it. I know you should ask me.
No, I wouldn't.
You would be nauseated
because
from all the noise.
There's an end game.
No, what's the end game?
The end game is trying to compete for championships, and the thing I'll give LeBron, he'll move heaven and earth to do it. Yearly, if he needs to.
So Lakers been bouncing the first round last year.
Yeah, and I know he's not happy.
Conference finals the year before.
And I know he's not happy.
Play-in tournament the year before. Mm-hmm. I don't even think they made the play-in tournament. I don't even know where they ended up.
They lost, remember?
they got smoked by Phoenix in the first round.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden he's going to help us win a championship and save his career?
Him and Steph, you start there. You worry about the rest later. I think you guys are all delusional. LeBron says, I want to go to the Warriors.
No, everybody's going to take LeBron.
Exactly.
Everybody's going to take with the state of the current roster. With the state of the current roster, everybody would take LeBron.
I think you're out of your mind if you don't think that Steph and LeBron and whatever combination is going to be a better team than what we had the last couple years. He's the best or second best player on almost every team in the league.
He's had Anthony Davis on his roster, and they got bounced in five games.
Well, Anthony Davis isn't reliable enough.
Anthony Davis is really good. And then defensively.
I don't care about defense.
You don't care about defense. No. All right. Now you don't care about defense.
No, because if you're going to give me the
defense.
All y'all did was tell me about defense
because all I heard about Klay Thompson was he doesn't play defense anymore. He can't stay in front of anybody. And you guys ignored the fact that he shot 43% from three. No, you can't say you don't care about defense when all y'all did was bitch about Klay Thompson's defense. Y'all bitched and complained about Klay Thompson's defense all season long. When it comes to LeBron, we don't care about defense?
What's Klay, the 55th best player in the league?
Stop.
What's LeBron, the eighth?
Stop.
At minimum,
Klay,
the eighth best
LeBron,
player in
have
the
you
league?
Guys played, watched LeBron play defense in the regular season?
What? He is a great point guard who would help them rebound, who would help them actually get to the rim, who could score, shot the best he's ever shot the last 2 years from three-point land. LeBron would look incredible.
I'd rather have AD.
The fact that you like put Klay near him is like,
I'm not comparing him. No, you're not listening. You whined over the last 2 years about Klay Thompson's defense.
You're not allowed to say LeBron brings so much to the table on the offensive end.
I don't care about defense. When all y'all did was look at Klay Thompson and talk about his defense.
LeBron is better defensively
right now than
Klay Thompson. Ignored his
shot making and just talked about his defense all the time.
LeBron, defense.
LeBron, nobody plays defense.
LeBron has been better than Klay.
I hear that. But you can't say you don't care about defense when all y'all did was talk about Klay Thompson's defense.
We're really comparing Klay.
I'm not comparing Klay. I'm comparing what you said. What you said was, Klay Thompson's defense sucked. We need wing defenders. Now we bring in LeBron James. Is LeBron James a great wing defender?
LeBron James is a better offensive player.
He's not a better wing defender. He's not a better wing defender.
Then who?
LeBron James is not a better wing defender right now than Andrew Wiggins.
You said Klay.
He's better than Klay, but you can't say you don't care about defense when all y'all did was talk about Klay's defense. That's all I'm saying. You can't have it both ways. I don't care about defense.
When I look at Steph Curry, his offense is so incredible that the defense, like whatever,
yeah,
I just got to take
you.
It. Same thing with LeBron. Like, and even if LeBron's not hitting buckets, he's rebounding and he is assisting. Like,
so
the
you
guy
believe
is, the guy could
so,
lead the league
so
in assists right now if he wanted
could.
To.
He's great. He's an all-time great. And you're making it seem like I'm not saying LeBron's great. LeBron's an all-time great, but LeBron James comes here. Are you automatically catapulting the Warriors into championship contention with LeBron James?
They're way more watchable than what they are.
Okay, watchable is one thing. I'm not asking that.
And I think they're a top five seed.
I'm not asking that.
LeBron and Steph, top five seed. Yes.
Wow. All right.
I do.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Meep, meep. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
When I watched LeBron James rip that ball off the rim in the third quarter, I said, God, that guy still got it. He's just incredible. And while we're at it, I don't want to stop at just LeBron. I want Kevin Durant, too. I want all three old guys to team up together to stave off the youth. It's going to be like basically the Expendables meets Endgame. That's what we want. I want all three old guys coming together in unity one last time. Steph, Kevin Durant, LeBron James. We don't even need a coach.
Oh, well, when LeBron comes, there is no coach.
You will have a coach if LeBron comes.
Yeah, you will. I mean, good luck to the coach who does coach LeBron. That's all 15 of them over the course of his career.
Steve Kerr doesn't get enough heat as it is.
Oh, my God. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for, man. Oh, somebody says, I will be the death of the station. That's because of LeBron James.
What?
I guess I am the death of the station.
It's coming hard.
Was that part of the birth of the station? Because all of a sudden we started winning. Not because of me, but as part of it a lot. With all the winning this station has done, I've been a part of it.
God, I can just imagine LeBron coming down. We didn't even really explore the pick and roll LeBron Steph enough. Like went to it when they needed to, and it was the most unstoppable play in sports. My God.
Again. You LeBron, guys could all be here for it. You'd be here for it. And then the noise, and then the coach killer, and then Rich Paul, and then Clutch Sports. Didn't you just hate them? Weren't you just ripping on Clutch Sports and Rich Paul not too long ago?
But if they come here, it's totally different.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's in Warriors blue and gold.
Oh, yeah. Worked out well for Kevin Durant.
Won two championships.
It's the only
championships in his resume.
But now, all of a sudden... Nah, I'm not even going to go there. Go ahead, Levin.
Just really quick. So, Bonta, you mentioned that Schefter was talking about Brandon Ayuk. We are efforting the sound, but a quick recap. Guess he said that the Niners' plan is they want to get things taken care of with Ayuk first before they move on to Trent Williams, but he is not sure how much the Niners and Ayuk are talking right now. So, there's something for you to think about for
so
the next
no guy
hours.
Will get signed anytime soon.
We've got 23 guys missing in practice.
But other than that, you know,
the Niners should trade for LeBron, too.
Gosh.
That's a joke.
We got two games of Steph and LeBron, and all of a sudden we want LeBron. Oh, my God. I knew this is
the greatest USA games ever.
Oh, my God. Was that the best team USA ever?
I don't know if there's the best, but I think those games were as good as the USA game. Right? Those were two of the best.
I just want to see how far you're going to go.
No.
I've seen a lot of Dream Team with lose to this team.
Prime Jordan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. Prime Jordan, Prime Barkley.
Prime Pippen.
Prime Mully. Prime Malone.
Yeah.
Prime Stockton.
Ewing.
Prime David Robinson. Prime Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Prime Leitner.
Yeah. I mean, come on. LeBron James to the Warriors.
Clock.
Hey, you know what?
Clock.
They didn't trade for Lowry Markkanen.
Clock.
You still have those assets.
Clock.
Maybe they trade for LeBron at the midseason turn.
Gotta balance out
break.
That Bronny contract
oh,
somehow.
Oh, boy. Maybe they trade for Bron at the All-Star break. It could happen because it almost happened last season. All right, that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices.
Bonta, you didn't know this, but I foresee the future.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.